In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day. Or new shoes for her favorite salsa class. Or gifts, like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Mike Elias was voted American League General Manager of the Year, and I can see why. He knows this stuff cold. He's really smart. He's got a great analytics team. I don't think I have the ability or intention or capability of really second-guessing him. He knows what he's doing, and I'm just happy to kind of, you know, do whatever I can to help. So Mike has done a great job, and we'll just see what he wants to do going forward. I'm still getting my feet on the ground, but I'm going to be guided by, and my ownership team will be guided by, what Mike Elias recommends. He knows this area really well, and I have the greatest respect for him. So I don't want to hint one way or the other, but obviously I'm familiar with what's going on in baseball, the economics of baseball, the economics for small teams or small city teams in baseball. So, you know, I'm in it to win, and I want to win, and I want to make a team that everybody in Baltimore is proud of. But beyond that, I don't think I should say anything specific.
So that's David Rubenstein in Better Times. Was that with us when we had him on? It sounded like it might have been with us a year ago, and he said a lot of words there. He said he wants to win, among other things, and Mike Elias was...
sounded like unyielding fealty to Mike Elias and all of his genius harebrained schemes.
Well, they were good at one point. Now they're really bad. And we'll
a chance, like Scooby-Doo, at some point in time, we're going to pull off Mike Elias's head and it's going to be Sid Thrift?
No.
Under there?
No.
The ghost of Sid Thrift?
Sid Thrift didn't believe in analytics.
The ghost of Sid Thrift?
No.
Well, this guy, whatever analytics he's got sucks. So he doesn't believe in good analytics.
Yeah, but Sid
didn't
believe
in... Their computers are completely warped.
I hear you, but
Sid
didn't believe in them at all.
They need the bone simulator up in
there. They do. Well, they stink. We'll get to last night's loss in a minute, but I guess the question is the owner of the baseball team awake? I know we're going to hear from Mike Elias today at 5:30, about time.
4 days later.
To talk about the firing of Brandon Hyde that happened on Saturday. But we have not heard from ownership. We did see Rubenstein at an Oriole game over the weekend, sitting in his seat with his hat and his tie, but we have not heard from him in a while. Where are we on ownership?
It's been clownish. From giving away bobbleheads of this guy because he's rich? I don't know. Giving away owners' bobbleheads, to squirting people with water guns, to throwing hats at people, to talking about your general manager who's accomplished absolutely nothing in his job at the major league level.
Did win like executive that. Of the year.
I don't care. Who won the manager of the year?
Brandon Hyde.
Yeah. How's that working out for
him? I'm just saying, I'm not trying to argue with you, but those are accomplishments. They did accomplish something.
They won arbitrary awards.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Accomplishments.
Most wins in the American League.
Yeah.
2 years, Jason.
Yeah, that's great. There are obvious problems here. And the firing of Brandon Hyde, whether the impetus came from above Michael Elias or Mike Elias just read the room and said, hey, let me throw him off the ship before they ask me why I'm still here. Whatever it was, clearly that ownership group is aware that they've got some issues. But their messaging, their handling of things, like it's been pretty pathetic, and we've called it out in real time from Davos, from Florida, from the clubhouse before, you know, after the first game of the year, like it was, you know, the coronation of something. It's clear that they don't know what the hell they're doing. And you can never, I guess, totally know what it's like to own a sports team till you do. But much like we can't keep pretending that Adley Rutschman is young at 27 in his prime as a catcher, these guys have been here for over a year. They're grown men who have run various forms of successful businesses, who have made money hand over fist in a multitude of different ways, who have been around the best and the brightest forever, and should have some common sense, should have some people skills, should be able to read people and have an emotional intelligence, the likes of which that you might say, you know what, sending this Manzolino guy out there every day might not be the best thing for us. Like, that might not make a whole lot of sense. We got nobody coached up more than this guy if we're going to fire the manager of the year. Like, Mike Elias being able to kick the manager overboard, but do nothing to change his pitching analytics or his hitting analytics or anybody involved in that while everybody's underachieving. I'm putting that on ownership. Like, we've got to start looking at the tippy top. The fact that, as we said in real time, you've got so many people over there who aren't very good at their jobs and who have created a culture of fear and toxicity at the warehouse. He went and doubled down on most of them, gave some of them more power, more titles, more money. How could they not have seen in real time that this they weren't buying something on the precipice of a plug-and-play World Series? They were buying something where the innards had rotted forever under Angelos. We all knew that. How could you buy the team and not know you're purchasing the contracts of a lot of people who aren't very good? And now you've over-empowered them.
But, Jason, to be fair, this thing wasn't rotted when he took over.
The business and the marketing and massing?
Yes, that part. But opening day, they just won 100 games. It was the second half when they completely fell apart. I struggle with the ownership part because I think a lot of this at the core is Mike Elias. And I think a lot of this, Mike has really won them over tremendously. And
oh,
we just
obvious.
Heard those comments, and they have given him full autonomy like John Angelos did when he hired him back in 2019. They placed all their faith in him. And look, we can quibble about where the money's spent because it was horrible. Horribly spent. They did spend money this offseason.
No long-term commitments.
Yeah, zero.
But is that real money?
But is that Mike or is that the ownership? That's my question.
I mean,
where I think the money is there, the commitment is there. Have there been some weird things? Absolutely. The bobblehead thing was stupid.
The beginning of a season. I mean, what are we doing?
And the fact that there weren't more shakeups and some of the Angelos regime holdovers. That part's weird too. But in terms of commitment and payroll, I still have confidence in him. And look, if this offseason nothing happens and it's status quo, then shame on me for thinking that. But they need to shake things up at this point. I just think that Mike Elias swindled them.
Jason, I said this to you yesterday. This whole thing with Manzolino, it's another indictment of Mike Elias.
But it's an indictment of them. How can we separate them? He wrapped himself around Mike Elias and was talking about alluding to extensions, and he could do no wrong. He's got the next 5 years penciled out. No one forced him to say that. Like, just think about this guy and what he said publicly over the last 9 months. It's not that much, and much of it was saying we're smarter than everybody else. He's a billionaire. He should be smart enough to see a con man. How could I see the con man before him?
I agree. I just want to point out again, though, they had a built-in guy in Freddy Gonzalez a year ago who has managerial experience if you were going to at some point push out the manager, which Mike Elias never wanted to do.
Told you in real time what that was all about.
Yeah, of course. But he only pushed out Brandon Hyde to save his own ass at this point because the thing went so sideways, his own projections didn't see this coming. 7 years in advance, the pencils and the papers and all that stuff. And so now he's in CYA mode and he's firing Brandon Hyde, and there's nobody on this staff that's competent enough to manage the team, but of course he's not going to go outside, and so they've sent Tony Manzolino to the
Wolves.
You're
going to tell me Buck Britton couldn't handle this more than Manzolino?
I'm not hiring Buck Britton, who coddled all these kids through the minor leagues.
Them because they made him.
Well,
I mean,
I'm not butting his butt.
But wait a minute. Manzolino's been up here with them the whole time.
The
infield coordinator. The second baseman is just learning how to play second base. They just sent the kid back to third base because he can't, back to the minors because he can't play third base. The shortstop should be at third base. He's the infield coordinator.
I will agree to disagree on that part of it. I think Manzolino's the only adult in this whole situation, but he's not a manager. And they don't have one on staff. And that's where they are. And it's another indictment on Mike Elias, who continues, as you put it, Jason.
When does it go to the owner, too?
Well, yeah, that's my thought. They continue to let him run unfettered, and this thing continues to go into the toilet.
Because what they let him do here is, like I said yesterday, he's got more power than ever. He's got a bigger pushover at manager. He's got hitting coaches who never should have got the job in the first place more beholden to him than ever. You think they're going to give any pushback? He's got a pitching program that is horse bleep that he's more control of than ever. There's fewer checks. Not only is Brandon Hyde going, Tim Cousins is going, and Freddie Gonzalez is gone. And none of those rich guys can figure out that, duh, wow, the wizard who is fraudulent now has more levers to pull than ever. How can they not see that?
I would love to hear from Rubenstein. I would love to hear from Eric Geddy. I would love to know what they're thinking at this point.
The honeymoon's over. But the honeymoon better be over for everybody around here.
It's way over. I would suspect.
We got a poll, Bone.
Yeah. I would suspect there's no bobbleheads coming in.
We do have a poll, and it's brought to you by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Certainly seems like the honeymoon is over for Orioles ownership group, with from clownish bobbleheads to throwing hats at people to ridiculous comments about what a genius the GM is to spending no real long-term money. How would you grade them so far, Birdland? Over 200 votes in. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on this till tomorrow. F 53.2%, D 25%, C 15.3%, and B 6.5%.
So 80% of the people have them at basically F or D. We have a big Tuesday show. We get started guest-wise. Morgan Atsit, Sports Fox 45. We'll get her thoughts on the Brandon Hyde firing at 2:30. Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT coverage, Mike Bordick joins us at 3. We have a lot to talk about with Bordy. Rock Kabatko covering the O's for Masson. We'll get his thoughts on this whole situation at 5. And Chelsea James, national baseball writer for the Washington Post, wrote a really good piece about the Orioles and Mike Elias in yesterday's Washington Post. She joins us at 5:30.
Yeah, we'll continue to look into the Ravens running back room. We covered sort of Derrick Henry as a portal into that, but what do we think about the group and its totality? How much of a strength is that for the Ravens? Is there anybody at Norfolk who could help the O's?
They seem to be playing Kobe Mayo at first base more.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Yeah, it took forever.
Two and a half years later.
Now they got him at first base.
At least it should have happened at Bowie, and back when they were still Bowie. And we haven't even talked about last night's debacle yet.
Yeah, well, we're getting there. Yeah. Orioles have lost 7 in a row. They are 3-13 in May. Get right month, everyone. What happened last night? We recap next.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day, whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day. Or new shoes for her favorite salsa class. Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Imagining a better future for you or your business is the first step. Investing in that future with Betterment is the next. Whether it's saving for today or building wealth for tomorrow, we help people and small businesses put their money to work. We automate to make saving simpler. We optimize to make investing smarter. We build innovative technology backed by financial experts to make everything a whole lot easier. At Betterment, we're here to help anyone who's ever said, "I think I can do better." So be invested in yourself. Be invested in your business. Be invested in better with Betterment. Get started at Betterment.com. That's BETTERMENT.com to get started. Betterment. Be invested. Investing involves risk, performance not guaranteed.
Here on the Fan.
Terang at second. Contreras, ground ball, it sneaks through. It got under Henderson's glove. He was oh so close.
Yeah, we actually talked about it. We thought about it. I think in this scenario, we thought we had a shot to throw up a point in the bottom half. You know, I think there's probably another scenario where you feel like you might not be able to do that right there, just kind of where we were at. We didn't want to put him on right there in that situation and risk the possibility of going down two. We also have a ton of faith in Yenny. I mean, Yenny's one of our guys. I mean, we really like Yenny really in any situation. So we bet on our guy. Didn't work out. We'll do it again next time.
So you heard the highlight courtesy of Kevin Brown on Mass and William Contreras, 4-for-4 with 2 RBIs, including that game-winning RBI.
Yeah, he was seeing the ball pretty well.
Yeah, and he beat Yenny.
Yenny's got a 5 ERA, so yeah. I don't trust Yenny. And nobody was bigger on the Yenny bandwagon when he got here.
Higante and York.
Yeah.
You heard me say that in a minute? Yeah. No.
It's happening.
For good reason.
It's happening.
It did happen.
Those days.
It did happen.
Yeah, the guy got hurt. The guy blew out his arm. That's what happened. And he really didn't take over, but alas. So Tony Manziello, I think he also caught a run a point in that cut, which is
being down by one is preferable to being down by multi. But that who had a on that lineup where nobody hits for power, who had a better shot at hitting a home run than Contreras?
So let's hear one more from Manziello before we discuss
Do we have
this.
To?
Yes, because I enjoy him.
I might plug my ears.
Becoming comfortable in the role.
Yeah, it's slowing down. There's no doubt. I mean, just in terms of thinking through the game and trying to be a couple innings ahead, I think when you've been sitting in this seat for a while, I think, you know, what a manager does is they're able to think 2-3 innings ahead. I'm fortunate to have, you know, French and Trinos and Klimek and Ashy and all these guys kind of around me to where they're making sure that we don't miss something. But, I mean, they're on top of it. I'm getting closer to being on top of it. But, yeah, a few days into this, it's definitely slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, thank God he's got all those incompetent assistants by his side to keep him on his game.
Yeah, and thank God these games don't count in the standings. It's spring training where, you know, the skipper, who knows where he is. He wasn't in Fort Myers. We still need an IA investigative report into that.
30 for 30.
So what happens next? Brandon Hyde manages again in the major leagues, or Grayson Rodriguez throws a pitch in a
Grayson
game that
Rodriguez,
counts in the standings?
I don't think Brandon Hyde manages again in the major leagues. So
I'm going to say this. Grayson Rodriguez will never throw another pitch in the major leagues that Manzolino's the manager of, because Manzolino ain't going to make it through the All-Star break.
So they're 15-31 now. They've lost 7 in a row. They are 30-13 in May. They only lost this one by one, though.
one point.
Which, man, that's as an old-school baseball guy that likes batting average, I've never called a run a point in my life. But,
We did learn. Well, like one being down by one is better than being down by two.
So we're growing. We're growing.
I good on Sed for delivering against a nasty reliever and having a plan and jumping on that to make this a ball game. Good on Jackson Holliday, who keeps having really legitimate major league at bats.
Laureano had three hits.
Laureano, that's another guy. Yeah.
He's 11 for nine, his last 19.
Keep playing him because you might get something for him.
Yes.
The guy who should never play again is O'Neill. Dean Kramer is.
He's got
a 6 ERA. Even this is bad for him.
Gave up 9 hits and 2 walks in 5 innings.
A team that, this is another team like when they faced the Guardians, like both times they faced the Nats. Like when they faced the Reds. This is a team that was not hitting the ball in the infield against anybody all month.
Jason, heading into that game, 4 of their past 6 games, they were shut out. They didn't score a run in 4 of their last 6 games.
Oh, another thing they did last night they haven't done in a while, they scored first, Jason.
Mean Dean gave it back. And if I recall correctly, it started at the very bottom of the lineup.
Oh, always.
Peak I mean, you talk about full-blown Kramering.
Yes. Durbin was 0-for-24 before that two-out single.
Yeah, and he was batting where in this garbage lineup?
Ninth.
Yeah.
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 They had two guys, the 8-9
very
guys.
Very on brand.
Monastero and Durbin can't hit at all, but they
that's the damage guy.
Yeah.
What's also really troubling here, and we've given out the numbers so much of this team when they're trailing in ball games, but guys, when they're trailing late, they're 0-for-their-last-39 in games that they trail after six innings.
A lot of fight.
0-for-their-last-39. In games
that's not trailing after eight. That's trailing after six. Yeah.
Yeah. No, look. Adley coming in to save the day. Oh, pop up. Gee, that was a shocker.
That's
really?
What he does.
Wow. Got under a ball, you know, dropped his shoulder and popped the ball up, trying to prove how strong he is. Shocker. Haven't watched that for 13 months straight. I don't even know what to really say about him anymore.
I look forward to hearing Manzolino again.
I do too.
Like, what's he going to say today? That's like.
What? I will say this, and they don't listen to me, but boy, should they. I don't want to tell you how to run your franchise. I'm going to tell you how to run your franchise. The less he speaks, the better.
But
if Hyde got Sundays off, let's give him weekends off at least. Let's let everything slow down for him Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Don't make him deal with the media.
So no Fridays
give
either?
Give me French. Yeah, the less is more here. Less is more.
So
this is the major leagues. They're still, are they charging Delmarva prices, or are they charging major league prices?
No, but Masson's going to start showing some minor league games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that the franchise got about four kids that I want to watch. Oh yeah, and you can watch every game on the MILB app like I have for years. Now that they've got 4.5 kids I'm interested in watching, they're gonna not show ESPN News so they can show that.
And breaking Beltway Ben just reminded me in my ear that Manzolino got a full night's sleep. So maybe you got that Tempur-Pedic, Jason. Did you give him a wreck?
Look, I love the Tempur-Pedic and the zero gravity settings, but I don't think it's going to help my man Manzolino. I think he's way beyond. That bed can do a lot of things, but I think this might be a lost cause.
I can't
if
wait.
If he's here on the other side of the All-Star break.
What's he going to do next? Call pitches, throws? Calling runs, points.
I don't even care about that. It's more the idea of he thinks this team falling behind one run is no big deal. Oh. And he thinks Yenny is legit.
Well,
and Contreras was that was the right guy to let beat you, Skip. Sure.
He was
confabbing with Frenchie.
Yeah, well, those guys know what they're doing. They've proven it for a while now. Hey, coming up next, Brandon Hyde out as manager. What did Morgan Atsit think of the move? She's from Fox 45 and she joined.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand,
happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Imagining a better future for you or your business is the first step. Investing in that future with Betterment is the next.
Whether it's saving for today or building wealth for tomorrow, we help people and small businesses put their money to work. We automate to make saving simpler. We optimize to make investing smarter. We build innovative technology backed by financial experts to make everything a whole lot easier. At Betterment, we're here to help anyone who's ever said, "I think I can do better." So be invested in yourself. Be invested in your business. Be invested in better with Betterment. Get started at Betterment.com. That's BETTERMENT.com to get started. Betterment. Be invested. Investing involves risk, performance not guaranteed.
What is next? Orioles lose last night 5-4. They're back in action again this evening. Game 2-3 game set against Milwaukee. Game's 7:40, 6 o'clock. BBT right here on the Fan. But let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Morgan Atsit from Sports for Fox 45 joins us now. Morgan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's go backwards before we go forwards. Your reaction to Brandon Hyde getting fired on Saturday?
Thanks for having me. Not at all surprising. It's just a series of who's the fall guy and who's the next? How can I save my job? How can I buy some time? What are we going to do? How do we keep the fan base happy? But of course, the gigantic eye roll in the whole thing is Preakness Saturday. It doesn't need to be a news dump when it's something that's not surprising. Now, do I think Brandon Hyde is the reason why the Orioles are struggling this season? No. Do I think he's outside the top four reasons? Probably. But I understand the move. But Preakness Saturday, I mean, like, do you think nobody's stupid? Everybody knows what's happening and knows it's going to happen. And this team has underperformed, and yet it's still kind of a, maybe they won't see or care too much. We're going to do it on a Saturday when there's a huge sporting event going on in our city.
I got a dreaded three-parter for you. So, I know.
I'll probably be able to
follow it myself.
I don't have a pen and a paper. So
yeah. I know. You will be graded. So what do you think of this? A, Preakness Saturday, sure, but no one speaks to this whatsoever. It's just a piece of paper. B, then we find out Elias is going to talk today, 4 days later, when almost nobody's in Milwaukee. And then C, Manzolino does not seem like he's been very coached up on at least how to impersonate a major league manager. Just your thoughts on all that.
All right. Let me walk it back with Manzolino. Clearly not ready for this role from a public speaking standpoint and how to answer this. I appreciate it because we're kind of getting just like what's really happening.
Unfiltered.
We're getting the real... We're getting the real version.
We're getting the full Manzolino.
Yeah.
We are. I was a little surprised, and I have said this to someone else in the business, and I'll kind of say what they said and then why I was like, but why? Buck Britton.
Yeah.
That's who I thought it would be. Now, I know a lot of people think he's a manager in waiting, and these interim things are always ugly and never work out, and these guys either don't get the gig ever or we don't ever hear from him again. And I'm like, but why? None of this is going to exist for the Orioles except the ownership group and maybe like Jackson Holliday down the road. So why not have a guy that has done it at any level, granted the minor leagues, but came up with these people as well? So that's my Manzolino take. I would have been Buck Britton. Again, I don't know what it would have done, but
sure,
something to try to save the season. Like, you think you're going to get to 500. I hope they do. I don't think they will. I mean, that's very clear with how they're playing right now, uninspired. And I already forgot. Oh, doing it in
Milwaukee today and then nothing Saturday.
When you're home as well. So you can't be like, oh, we're on the road and nobody's going to be here and we're not ready to speak. Oh, no, you were home and you had double whammy with the media that was available for there because you got the D.C. markets as well and the fan base travels south for the Orioles. Don't like that. They could have even done it on Preakness and been like, well, we did it right away. Listen, it's just the way the schedule happened. Yep. We fired Brandon Hyde, but we're speaking like, sorry, you had Cruz stuck at Pimlico and couldn't make it across town and down to the ballpark within 30 minutes for that presser. Staffing's an issue in local media, and that would have happened, but at least the comments would have happened. And then when I saw it today at 5:30 in Milwaukee, and I'm like, oh, well, guess I'll see it at Masson. I mean, because we're not there.
Yeah.
And it's another way of not taking the accountability and speaking. If you're going to fire someone that you have said multiple times already this season has nothing to do with the poor performance and is doing a great job, then we need to hear, well, why'd you fire him?
Well, Morgan, looking back on Brandon Hyde, because you obviously covered him his entire time here since 2019, how do we view Brandon Hyde's tenure in Baltimore?
I actually think more successful than when he came in, because hadn't been a manager, I know had success with the Cubs and had time in Major League Baseball, but he was coming in during a dumpster fire of a rebuild that we didn't even know was going to succeed. No one knew what Mike Elias was going to be able to do. There was always the whispers about the ownership group and what's going to happen with that. And then lo and behold, now we have new owners. Pleasantly surprised that not only how quickly the rebuild came to fruition, but that Hyde was still a part of it and they were still winning baseball. I mean, manager of the year for the American League 2 years ago and over 100 wins says something. That's not just the rebuild and just the talent. It's a collective effort. So I actually thought did more than what he would. Too bad this season is just a disaster to see how long it would have continued on. Because again, what I said earlier, like he's not even in my top four, maybe in my top four, probably not, about what's wrong with this club.
Well, we're talking to Morgan Adsit. What's your top four? I mean, that begs the question. Who would be your top four?
Well, roster construction, right? I mean, number one has to go
right
now.
So that's Mike Elias.
Yes, that's Mike.
And it's a double-edged sword, too, because this is the guy that built all this and got it to success the last two seasons. So it's kind of just like, what in the world happened? Poor moves, bad moves, no moves, not capitalizing, even going back to not last year's trade deadline, but the one before that.
Yeah.
But then there's the ownership change, too. So to be fair to him, we know last ownership, but this current ownership, we don't know, like, what is, here's the money, do whatever you want. I don't believe that. I mean, you got to be smart. You got to make money. You can't just give it away. You can't print money. So to be fair on that, we don't know David Rubenstein and where this is all going. Injuries, sorry, nobody wants to hear it. It's true. The injuries to their arms, catastrophic. And you also don't have Colton Cowser or Jordan Westbrook. Gunnar Henderson starts hurt. You don't have him at the beginning. And then you have the injuries to the bad deals like Tyler O'Neill, but we all could have said he's played two seasons of 100-plus games in his entire career, like hurt players stay hurt. So that kind of also goes, that would be like the 2A under the umbrella. Underperforming studs of this team that we know are capable of doing it, Adley Rutschman. Mm. And then just the overall, where is it? Where's that spark? Where's that? I know this team's down. They're going to go out and get that run. These guys, this core, we have seen that from them before. We're like, oh, it doesn't matter if we're down 2-0. Like, we got this. We saw that 2 years ago. The incredible one-run wins, the comebacks, just the fight, the jumping out and opening day, just absolutely jumping out on somebody right away. Where did that go from a mindset of we're the killers? Like, where is that? Especially when someone has their foot on your throat. Are you going to get up and go? And we were talking about them needing to save their season in May, which when you looked, when May arrived, one division leader, a lot of teams that were flirting like the O's were, where what's going to happen with this team? Are they one 500 team. They had a division leader when they beat the Yankees to end in April. And you had May to respond, and that was more than within reach. These teams are not good that they're losing to. These teams do not have the prospects, and not, you can't even call them prospects anymore. They're grown men playing in Major League Baseball for multiple seasons that have done these things. Granted, injuries. Again, I know nobody wants to hear it, but it's true. So the fight and just the will and where is that? And you can then put Brandon Hyde at five. You can say, well, maybe he's not motivating the players. But we clearly know from the reaction of the players that it was not a guy that lost the clubhouse. It was just a team that was underperforming and somebody's got to go. It's just the way it is. That's show business. And there goes the manager. The GM could follow suit very well by this summer.
I need to say something. Morgan?
Yes, sir.
You were on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yes.
The likes of which I'm not sure we've seen this much.
IA Hall of Fame.
Right? IA Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I don't know that we've ever seen anybody shot out of a rocket ship three straight weeks like this before.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
In the history of all the guests we've ever had.
Maybe Jerry Aloysius Coleman.
If the ginger gorilla,
Morgan's way above
no,
Jerry.
Morgan, is, this is a whole new stratosphere.
Maybe Dr. Jerry.
You could be in by the All-Star break. I feel very confident saying that. And if slash when the ginger gorilla gets captured by pirates on his honeymoon,
we
have to try to get you in studio if we can.
I would love to, guys. You know I'm here for you. I appreciate it. Do you get paid when you come in studio versus calling? Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Some people do.
I usually keep peanut butter crackers in my bag. So
we will figure something out.
Our budget is limitless. Yeah.
We will figure it out. But shame on us for not doing this much sooner, more regularly.
Yeah, Morgan, thank you so much.
Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now I'm going to try to walk through this big door with my fat head now to work.
So oh, very nice. Yeah, tell them what's up. Yeah, thank you, Morgan.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll get to the Ravens coming up next. And Derrick Henry back in the fall. He gets extended. What about this running back room? What do we think of this Ravens running back room heading into this season? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
It's great. Like I said a minute ago, like Derrick fits, again, our identity as a football program organization, you know, and to continue to have good running backs come in here and setting the standard, again, what we're going to be. It's exciting, you know, and exciting to have him for a couple more years here with us and being able to watch him go do what he does best, and that's run the football and run through people and make all of us excited by scoring touchdowns.
It's Willie Taggart, Ravens running back coach, talking about Derrick Henry and the success of running backs here in Baltimore. And the Ravens running back room with Henry back in the fold. Justice Hill was invaluable a year ago. Keaton Mitchell now another year removed from the injury. Rasheen Ali is back. He'll probably play a lot in the preseason along with some undrafted guys. What do we think of this running back room?
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see if they, you know, can develop another young running back. And again, there's a lot of that going to be in the summer. Could they be dominating games so much that if that other guy is up for special teams purposes, he gets a little bit more of a run and you get, you know, Justice and Derek off their feet a little bit? I think that's a possibility. I think it has the potential to be a real strength of this football team. And I do wonder, at times it can be a little obvious when they're subbing out Derrick Henry and they're subbing in Justice Hill. Like, I wonder if one of their sort of internal goals for that room this year is, of course, not everything Derrick Henry does exceedingly well running between the tackles is going to be a forte of Justice Hill. But I wonder if they figure out ways to have Hill do a little bit more of what kind of was considered the King Henry stuff. And King Henry show up a little bit more on first down design screen passes to try to mess up some of the keys for this defense and not make them, you know, kind of be as cognizant. Not that they could stop it all the time anyway, that, oh, when they sub that guy out for this guy here, it probably means X, Y, or Z. Like, can they break tendencies even more? And expand anything with Derrick Henry with what's already asked of him, but could the pie chart of what he's asked to do change a little bit percentage-wise?
Well, it's about taking it to the next level. And I think something that we didn't see a ton of last year, maybe Monk incorporates more of it this year, is how about both of them on the field at the same time?
I like that pony package idea.
That would be very interesting as well. But the group as a whole, I don't see how anyone can't be really, really high on. Justice Hill is that perfect complementary back to Derrick Henry. And we know how strong he is in pass protection, catching the ball out of the backfield. He can break off some chunk runs. But we're a few months away from X Factors, boys. Keaton Mitchell is the ultimate X factor. I didn't really have much expectations for him at all last year, coming off that major knee injury in Jacksonville the year prior. But now, another year removed from the surgery. And we know how dynamic he was for them in 2023. It's crazy looking back at the numbers. Now, only 47 carries, but he averaged 8.4 yards per carry. 8.4 yards per carry. If he can be another home run hitter in this offense sprinkled in, watch out.
Just for the sake of argument, is because none of these guys other than Ali are going to play in the preseason games. They did sign two undrafted kids, Marcus Major out of Minnesota and Sone Intu out of Monmouth. So those guys are going to get a lot of run in the preseason.
Yeah. And again, these special teams units need help. They need athletes. They need people, not just the three specialists we focus on,
But they need gunners. They did not hone in on the football the way they should. Now, part of it was Stout pinning people as deep as he should be? Was Stout hanging the ball at times as high as he should be? Was Stout, when it was time to angle a punt, angling it the way it had to be? That's all part of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's an opportunity for young running backs, young linebackers, because that's two positions where you look at and say there's somebody being paid best of breed money or close enough to it, best of breed for a 30-year-old in the case of the running back money. Where can other people fit in? I think special teams will certainly be an entree for some of them to stick around on this roster to make the 53. Look, at some point in time, they probably have to dip into the practice squad for a guy here or there.
There's really not much up for grabs in terms of positions on this football team. It's a really, really good roster, but the back end, and you could say this for the 31 other teams too, that's how you make the back end of the roster, is on special teams. And we know that this organization places a premium on it, and you know they'll especially place a premium on it this year with how bad their special teams were last year.
Coming up next, by the way, later on in the show, we'll talk to Rock Abaco, who will be preparing for Mike Elias to be talking to the media at 5:30. Chelsea James wrote a great piece about the Orioles for the Washington Post. We talked to her at 5:30, but next, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. This team and this season are flushing down the toilet as we speak. What does Bordy think about the week that was and the firing of Brandon Hyde? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day, whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day. Or new shoes for her favorite salsa class. Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.